Welcome to the deep dive. Layoffs. Ugh, nobody likes them, right? Always stressful. And usually they kind of come out of nowhere. But what if, and stick with me here, what if we flip the script? What if we looked at layoffs as, I don't know, maybe a chance for something better?
Well, that's kind of the whole point Arturo Munoz is driving at in his revenue, like, clockwork newsletter.
Yeah, those newsletters are packed with insights.
He basically says that, like, that scramble to replace your paycheck, you know, the one you just lost, that knee-jerk reaction, it actually traps people.
Keeps them stuck.
Exactly. Stuck in this cycle where they always need, like, a company to tell them what to do and when to do it.
Well, Munoz has been there, too. He's got all these stories about corporate layoffs, building teams, then bam, dismantled. He even talks about this one time where he's the last one standing, reporting to the CEO after, well, after everyone else was gone.
It's got to feel like you're just a, I don't know, a pawn in some big game you don't even know the rules to, right?
Totally. And it's like, this isn't some new thing either.
Oh, you're thinking about that NBC reporter from years back?
Yeah. 2010, I think. The rise of the permanent temporary workforce. Wild, right?
Totally predicted this whole shift we're seeing. Less job security, more temp gigs, fewer raises. They saw it coming.
And Munoz says it's only gotten worse since then. So his whole thing is like, why keep clinging to this idea of a safe job when that just doesn't really exist anymore?
He wants us to ask ourselves a bigger question. Like, what do I actually want? If this job wasn't here, what would I be doing?
Instead of freaking out after a layoff, he says, use that energy to figure out what you really want to build.
And he's not talking about jumping into another corporate job, right?
Nope. This is way more radical. He's all about independence, like real independence.
Building your own thing. So you're not relying on some company to tell you what you're worth.
That's where solopreneurship comes in, right?
Bingo. He calls it location independence, too. This whole idea that you can work from anywhere on your own terms.
It's like, ditch the cubicle, ditch the commute, ditch the boss.
It's definitely not just about the money either, though. That's obviously a big part. It's also about, like, freedom, feeling good about what you do.
But look, I get it. Layoffs are scary. There's that fear of the unknown. What if I can't make it on my own?
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, Munoz talks about that a lot, those mental blocks we put up.
He's been there, too. He talks about working insane hours, like burning himself out, sacrificing his health for a job that didn't even feel worth it in the end.
And his doctor even warned him about his, like, crazy high cholesterol, all that stress.
And his boss's response, why are you complaining? That's just how we live. Yikes.
Doesn't sound too healthy, does it?
Nope. And I think that's what Munoz is trying to get us to see. Sometimes those trade-offs, they just aren't worth it.
It's about recognizing that there might be a different way, a better way.
He asks this question in his newsletter that really hit me. The money was good, but at what cost?
That's a big one. It makes you think about what you're really giving up for that paycheck and if it's actually worth it.
So how does this all, like, connect back to our listeners?
I guess the question is, have you ever felt like you're giving too much? Too much to a job that doesn't really appreciate you? Or maybe you're sacrificing your health or your relationships or your passions just for a paycheck. That's what Munoz is asking us to think about. And maybe, just maybe, a layoff, even though it sucks, could be the push we need to break free and build something better. So for Munoz, building something better, well, that ended up being solopreneurship. But he didn't, like, just quit his job and dive in head first, you know?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. It's not like everyone can just up and leave their job, especially after a layoff.
Totally. He actually started small, picking up, like, freelance projects here and there, kind of building his own little client base over time.
So it's like dipping your toes in the water first.
Yeah.
Before you, you know, jump in the deep end.
Exactly. And that's something he really stresses. Like, he wasn't some kind of high roller with a trust fund, you know? He was a regular guy.
Just figuring things out as he went.
Yeah. And he actually started building up his solopreneurship muscles while he was still working that corporate job. Took him, like, years to fully transition.
Wow. Years. How long are we talking?
Over 20 years ago, he says. That's when he went all in on solopreneurship.
20 years. That's like back when the dot-com bubble burst.
Right.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And he talks about how seeing all those people lose their jobs, it really solidified his thinking. Like, relying on one company for your security, that's just risky business.
Okay, so let's get practical here. What does this solopreneurship thing actually look like? You know, how do you actually make it work?
Well, Munoz lays out all these benefits, and a lot of them actually, like, directly address those fears people have after a layoff. You know, the money, the uncertainty, all that.
I'm all ears. Let's break it down. I bet our listeners are wondering how going solo could actually be more secure than a traditional job.
Yeah, and probably the biggest worry after a layoff is, well, money, right? Mino says that solopreneurship actually gives you more control over your income.
Hold on, more control.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? It seems like it'd be riskier to rely on yourself than to have a steady paycheck.
I know, right? That's what most people think. But his argument is, like, when you have multiple income streams, you're not so vulnerable to one company going belly up.
So instead of putting all your eggs in one basket, you're spreading them out. Makes sense.
Exactly. And that ties into another big benefit, being able to pivot. You know, like, if the market changes, you can adapt. Learn new skills. Shift your focus. You're not locked into one specific thing.
You got to be flexible these days, that's for sure. Things change so fast.
Mino says that adaptability is actually a form of security. It's about being confident that you can handle whatever comes your way instead of being scared of it.
So it's not just about having lots of income streams. It's about being able to, like, change them up as needed.
You got it. And that leads us to another biggie, direct client relationships. He says that cutting out the middleman, the corporation, it not only gives you more money, but it also lets you build real connections.
You're working directly with the people who need your skills, and you see the impact you're making.
Exactly. And a lot of people find that super rewarding. It gives you a sense of purpose that you might not get from just punching a clock.
Okay. And then there's the whole ownership thing. Like, yeah. As a solopreneur, you own everything you create, right?
Yep. All those projects, all your client relationships, your ideas, it's all yours. It's a totally different mindset than the corporate world.
Where you're basically building someone else's empire.
Right. As a solopreneur, you're investing in yourself. You're building something that has lasting value.
That's a big deal. It's not just about earning a paycheck. It's about building a future.
And a more secure one, too. You're creating something sustainable that can hopefully provide for you and your family for years to come.
So it's not about running away from the rat race. It's about creating something better, something that you actually have control over.
And one more thing that Munoz talks about is community. He's a big believer in, like, not going it alone.
Yeah, that whole lone wolf entrepreneur thing can be a bit much.
It's mostly a myth. He talks about all these networks of solopreneurs who collaborate and support each other. It's like finding your tribe.
So it's not about isolating yourself. It's about finding people who get it, people who are on the same journey.
Exactly. And that can be a huge help, especially when you hit those inevitable bumps in the road.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the good stuff, but let's be real. Solopreneurship isn't always easy, right? There are going to be challenges.
For sure. And Munoz doesn't try to sugarcoat it. He's straight up about the fact that it takes hard work, dedication, and a willingness to, like, constantly learn and adapt.
It's not some magic solution. It's a different way of working, a different mindset. And it definitely comes with its own set of hurdles.
Absolutely. But for a lot of people, those hurdles are worth it. It's about weighing the pros and cons and deciding what's truly important to you.
And I think that's what resonates with me most about what Munoz is saying. He's not saying everyone has to become a solopreneur.
Huh.
But he is saying that we should all question our beliefs about work, security, and, you know, what it means to live a good life.
He's asking us to open our minds to different possibilities, even if they seem a little scary at first.
And that's a pretty powerful message, especially now when the whole idea of work is changing so fast.
It is. And I think it's especially relevant for people who've just gone through a layoff. It's like that loss of security can actually be a chance to step back and think about what you really want.
It's like turning that moment of crisis into an opportunity.
Hello, this is Art Munoz. Thank you for sticking around to this podcast. If you're still listening, you're exhibiting a unique interest. Are you yet ready to leave your corporate grind to build your own personal consulting or professional freelance practice? I know what motivated me to do so. Having been stuck at Fortune 100 companies in middle management, feeling trapped. But the truth is that, like me, you don't have to stay there. This is the reason why I created this podcast. It's also why I'm inviting you now to join my International Freelancers 5-Day Challenge. It's free, and it'll show you how to stand out as an expert, attract high-paying clients, avoid costly mistakes, and take control of your independent knowledge worker future, a future of location-independent work for financial independence. If you're ready to stop wasting time on bad piecemeal advice watching countless YouTube videos, Rather, visit snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge. Again, that's snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge and take your first step towards sustainable, remote, independent, and liberating solo entrepreneur consulting, coaching, freelancing, or professional work. Again, just go to snapinplacemarketing.com/challenge and register free of charge.
Okay, so let's say you're listening to this and thinking, all right, solopreneurship sounds kind of cool, but where do I even start? Especially after a layoff. It's like, you're already feeling lost. How do you even begin to build something new?
Yeah, it can feel super overwhelming, but Munoz is really good about breaking it down into like manageable steps.
So you don't need to have all the answers right away.
Nope. It's more about taking it slow, exploring your options, trying things out.
Baby steps.
Exactly. He says the first thing is to like really think about your skills. What are you good at? And what do you actually enjoy doing? Then you got to figure out how to, you know, turn that into something people will pay for.
So even if it doesn't sound like a real job at first, you can probably turn it into something valuable.
Totally. And he also says, like, don't be afraid to reach out to people who are already doing the solopreneurship thing.
Networking. Huh.
Yeah. Like, go to events, join online groups, find a mentor. There are tons of people out there who've already walked this path and are happy to help.
It's like finding your crew, people who get it.
Yep. And they can give you advice, support, all that makes a huge difference, especially in the beginning.
And what about like learning new stuff? Is that important too?
Oh, definitely. Munoz is a big believer in continuous learning. He says solopreneurship is all about growing and evolving. So you got to be willing to take courses, read books, go to conferences, you know, keep up with the latest trends.
So you never stop learning. Sounds like a good thing.
It is. And it keeps things interesting too.
So it's not just about making money. It's about, like, becoming the best version of yourself.
Right. Exactly. And I think that's what makes Munoz's whole message so inspiring. It's not just about escaping a bad job. It's about creating a life that you actually love. A life where you're in control, where you get to do what you're passionate about. And I think that's something we can all aspire to, whether we're solopreneurs or not.
Totally. And, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I keep coming back to this idea that Munoz talks about a lot.
Yeah.
That we got to shift our mindset. You know, break free from that fear of the unknown and start believing in ourselves.
He's basically saying, stop waiting for someone else to give you permission to build the life you want.
And I think that's a perfect note to end on. So as you're thinking about all this, I want you to ask yourself that question Munoz poses. What one small step can you take today to explore the possibilities beyond your current job? Maybe it's updating your resume or checking out some freelance websites or just having a conversation with someone who's already living the solopreneur life. Whatever it is, just take that first step. Who knows where it might lead?
And remember, you don't have to do it all at once. Just one small step today, then another one tomorrow. And before you know it, you'll be well on your way to creating a future that's filled with more freedom, more purpose, and more joy than you ever thought possible.